Well, thank you very much. We are truly excited about this great opportunity for Oregon State and the Beaver football team. We're very proud to be selected to come to San Antonio. I personally love the city, have been back every year since I coached there back in the early 90s. So it's, you know, just personally a special treat for me and my family. But all of our players will be truly excited about the chance to play. I know about Valero and everything they mean to the community down there, and we appreciate their sponsorship and what they do for the Alamo Bowl and for football in general. And we are very excited about the opportunity to play Mac's team. You know, I have so much respect for Mac, and we've gotten to know each other through the years here, and it will be great to see him and to get to be a part of this game. So the Beavers are truly thrilled about it. We're excited about coming to San Antonio, and thank you all for selecting us to be in your game.
Coach Riley, great to have you here. We'll start off, Coach Brown. I know a lot of fans down here in San Antonio were excited to see Malcolm Brown back in the backfield last night, healthy and in the end zone a couple times. So maybe you can give us a little bit of an update on Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm's had a great 2 years for us. He's fought through some injury issues, but he's finally healthy, and we saw that last night. He stepped up not only as a third down back for us, but he was very instrumental helping us move the ball offensively. Joe Bergeron hurt his shoulder last night. We're not sure about his status for the game. We'll have to check that out as we get a little bit closer to the game. So that even makes it more important for Malcolm. But Malcolm's done a great job for us. I know he'll be really, really excited to have all of his family and friends come and watch him play on the 29th.
Thanks, Coach Brown. Coach Riley, I'm not sure if you had a chance to turn into our game last year. We only had 123 combined points between Washington and Baylor. But on Saturday, you put up 77 points of your own. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about your offensive team up there in Oregon State.
Well, you know, we have we've had a solid year offensively. You know, we've always been at Oregon State a pretty good running team with a great history of good backs. But for the last couple of years, we've been very average, and we got better this year. We're playing our starting running back is out of Pflugerville, right up the road, Storm Woods, who had a real nice year for us, and we're excited to bring Storm back home. And we've got a couple other guys on our team from Texas. It'll be really fun for them, and we've done some recruiting down there. We actually got started back about 6 years ago with the Rogers brothers from down in Lamar Consolidated outside of Houston, and they've really impacted not only our football but all of Oregon State, and they kind of became rock stars in our world up here. And so anyway, offensively, we are, you know, we've played two quarterbacks throughout the year, a little bit due to injury, and so our backup, Cody Vaz, had come in and played pretty well. We played both of them. They shared the game yesterday, and they both played pretty well. So, you know, I'd say we've had a solid offensive year, and we've got a couple of receivers that both have 1,000 yards that have been a lot of fun for us. Marcus Wheaton, who you mentioned, and Brandon Cooks, a sophomore that was hurt. We kept him out of most of the game yesterday, but he's getting better and should be ready to play by the time we get to San Antonio.
Great. Thanks, Coach Riley. Coach Brown, this is your second time coming to San Antonio for the Valero Alamo Bowl, and obviously you had a McCoy at quarterback last time and another one at quarterback this year as well. What are you telling your team about coming to San Antonio for this year's game?
We have told them about the 06 experience, and I think the game sold out in about 24 hours, and we were coming off of a tough loss like we did last night to A&M at the time. And the city and the whole Alamo Bowl experience picked our team up. They moved us forward. Like we said, we played a tough Iowa football team that came down to the last seconds. It was a great game. But the staff, the volunteers, everybody loves the bowl so much. And as I said, it's the hospitality in San Antonio is the best. And and our kids will really be excited about it. And then you always want to play somebody that's ranked high, and to see Oregon State coming in at 13th will be a great challenge for us. So I think it worked out perfect for us today, and the guys will be excited about it. Unlike Mike, who won yesterday big, our guys lost, so they'll be down a little bit for a while here, but they'll pick themselves back up, and this will be a real upper for them to get ready for the challenge of Oregon State.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Riley, you've got a 5-1 record in bowl games. Obviously, you know how to get your team prepared for bowl games. Tell us a little bit about what the overall experience is from your perspective, not only getting prepared in advance, but what a bowl game means to a program like Oregon State.
Oh, I think it's just great to be in a bowl game and have that extra time with your team. You know, I always look at the game as a great reward for the season that you've just been through really a good chance to get ready and play, which we'll have to do big time in this ball game. And it's also kind of a kickoff into the next year, and it gives you a chance to work with the younger players on your team, a little more practice time with them, and it's a great, great bonus to be in a bowl game and balancing out the getting ready for the game and continuing to develop players for your program in the future. It's I think, really important to a program. So we're excited to be back in a bowl game, really excited about coming to San Antonio, because I know I have a feeling for what everything Mac is saying about the hospitality down there. We've always just loved that city and the people that we've gotten to know down there through the years, and it really is a thrill to be able to bring the Oregon State Beavers to a great city like San Antonio.
Well, thanks, Coach Riley. Coach Riley and Coach Brown, I just, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, I really want to say thank you and welcome at the same time. We're thrilled to have both of you coming here. And I got to tell you, we couldn't have had two of the better coaches and two of the best guys in the bowl business or in the college football business than Coach Riley and Coach Brown. So we look forward to having you here in class acts, class programs, and welcome to San Antonio.
Thank you, Derek.
So much.
We look forward to it.
We'll have both coaches will be in town Thursday. I want to thank Fleming's for hosting us tonight. I want to thank all of our partners from our board, our committee, our sponsors, our media for staying. I know you wanted to start. We started 2 minutes late. I apologize. But it's going to be a fun run. It's going to be December to remember. And thank you guys all for your support. Have a great night.